First of all, I want to thank everybody for coming out. It's good to be back, and especially on a day where we were dedicating a bench in honor of the late Mr. Bill Nunn. Many of you guys know me, know that he's one of the main reasons I'm in front of you guys today. So, but with that saying, just wanted to open up for questions.
All right, good.
Doug, how do you describe coming back here after obviously spending so much time here now in this capacity?
It's great. You get a giddy feeling. You know, I cut my teeth here. And many people in the organization are still here, so to get to see them, catch up with them. And it's like a second home. So really excited to be back, really excited for our players and the fans and everybody out there to see what those guys are going to put on for everybody out there.
Hey, Doug, aside from having the opportunity to go against someone else in a camp-type setting, what about this organization and this environment here do you want to maybe rub off on your players or hope to make an impression?
Their toughness and their idea that nothing less is expected than a championship. And that's what we're trying to get to. And practicing against these guys, I think we'll hopefully, like you said, rub off on our guys.
Doug, I know for a fact that you were excellent in this organization. I've covered you since you've been here. Since you were here. What do you think in terms of your attitude and also your acumen and just knowing the Steelers? Is it an advantage for you as a GM? You know, knowing this organization and its personnel as well as you do.
I would say it would have been maybe a couple years ago, but there's been so much turnover. What we're really looking for, though, is the evaluation process of our players against someone new, how they respond to the adversity of taking a bus trip here, new surroundings, new settings. So in this game, you're going to have adversity and how you respond to it. And this is a situation where we can control it, but see how our guys respond.
Doug, is there one thing you got from Bill Nunn that stands out?
I think the most thing is if you believe it, don't be afraid to step on the table and make the deal. And obviously you guys can see that's something I do.
Driving to Latrobe today, any flashbacks from your time with the Steelers?
Absolutely. I mean, it was a great time. I got two Super Bowl rings from him. Worked for one of the best organizations, the best owners, and the best family in football, the Rooney family. Kevin Colbert, Coach Cower, Mike Tomlin, all those guys. Dick LeBeau. It was some good memories.
Anything specific, though, from Latrobe itself?
Latrobe, just the food and the wings. And I won't pub any places, but the food was really good.
Doug, did you have Bill in mind when you traded up for Sammy this year?
I did. I always remember him saying, don't ever be afraid to make the deal. So that was one of the things in the back of my head. If you believe in it and it's fair, and don't be crazy, but be fair. If it's fair, go ahead.
Where do things stand with C.J. Spiller right now?
In what context?
It seems like every day there's new C.J. Spiller being traded rumors. Is there anything to say maybe definitively about that if you want to?
Definitively, we have not been contacted by any team about C.J. Spiller. And these rumors are news to me, and it's exciting, I guess, for you guys because it gives you something to fill the newspaper with. But, again, no one, I'll tell you guys, and you know I'm a straight shooter, we have not been contacted by any teams. I can probably see where people see our depth at running back and try to connect the dots with teams that don't have depth. But, again, no one has talked to us.
Jerry Hughes entering the last year of his contract. Any status on the negotiations there?
Right now, no. Again, we don't like to negotiate through the press, but we're excited to see what Jerry can do. And hopefully he'll back up that 10-sack season with another multi-sack season.